This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
This report is for Wednesday, February 26th. Exchange-traded funds that buy bonds are losing out to equity ETFs as investors move toward riskier assets. It's a signal of confidence in the economy's strength. About $21 billion has been added to ETFs that buy and sell U.S. equities in the past 2 weeks as stock prices recovered. That compares with about $407 million invested in fixed income ETFs since February 11th. Buyers are regaining their appetite for risk after a rout in emerging markets from Argentina to Turkey and after a slowdown in U.S. jobs growth in January. That led to the shift of record amounts out of U.S. stock ETFs and into fixed income funds last month. Demand for safer equities is weakening as investor confidence revives. David Mazza, head of ETF research for the Americas at State Street Global Advisors, told Bloomberg News that the year started with a major reversal toward risk aversion. He added that as investors have assessed the news in emerging markets in the U.S., it's given them more confidence in the outlook for equity markets. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs. That's a Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.